This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, joining us now in studio is Cowboys cornerback, not Cowboys safety, Cowboys cornerback, Byron Jones. How you doing, Byron?
Doing good. Very well.
There you go. Get ready. Okay, first off, congratulations on a new opportunity for you, officially moving to cornerback, and then also on the Cowboys picking up your fifth-year option. So congrats on all that.
Yeah, all good things so far.
So you're the type of guy that has a really good attitude. You'll do whatever the team asks of you. But, you know, and I feel like you would have just played whatever position they asked you to. You didn't even care. But if we could get you to fully be honest and say which you would prefer, would it have been corner?
Yeah, I like corner. Corner, okay. You know, I came out of college as a corner with the option of playing safety if need be. And that was the case in my first year in the NFL. I needed to be back there at safety, and I just made that commitment to playing safety. But, you know, corner, I think I can use my attributes the best, my length, my speed, my strength. I'm excited for it. I can't wait to start.
I bet you're excited. Let's go back in time, and maybe it's even hard to remember how you were feeling. But when they moved you to safety, were you excited, or are you like, man, this is not best for me?
Oh, no, I was jacked. Think about this. I think I was probably four games into the season. I have an opportunity to start. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I was excited to be a part of that secondary. You know, we had some great veterans there. They were teaching me. They were helping me out. I felt confident. Yeah, I felt confident I was going to be a good safety, no doubt.
Do you think there were things that you learned at safety that are going to help you now over at corner?
I think so. In respect to the entire defense, as a safety, you're making a lot of adjustments called. So I learned the defense in the grand scheme, but also seeing the offense from a perspective where, you know, you're 15, you're 12 yards back, and you can kind of see the formation and the splits, and they tell you something. You know, when the best receiver lines up in the slot, that's telling you something. And now I can take that to corner as well and then use that to my advantage.
You know, it's almost like when you're capable of doing so many different things well, I sometimes worry that it's unfair to the player because you're asking the player to do so much. Like even now, the thing I will miss about you moving to corners, I'll miss you covering tight ends because you're one of the best in the entire league at it.
That was good times. Yeah.
But it would be unfair to say, okay, Byron, you've worked exclusively on being a corner now. You're over here and you're guarding receivers. But we're going to have you guard tight ends every now and then. Or will there still be some flexibility? Do you have any idea?
Who knows? We may have to wait and see on that one. We'll see.
A little future is unwritten routine. I see what we're doing here.
The future is always unwritten, man. It's my responsibility to forge the future, and I think I have all that in my control.
Okay, so did your offseason begin one way, thinking you're a safety, and then suddenly you make 180, or how has this thing progressed since the season ended?
Well, I started hearing like rumors, okay, Byron maybe going back to corner, you know, they don't really tell you much until you call them. So I just made the phone call, I think, and probably right after Chris Richards got hired. And I spoke to him, and he was like, yeah, we're moving you to corner. And great, because that was really happening at the beginning of my training. So I was able to kind of switch mindsets and find, you know, what best worked for me moving forward as a corner.
So let's talk about your new secondary coach. We wondered, okay, here's this guy that created the Legion of Boom, and now he's going to get his hands on Byron Jones. We were super fascinated. Do you think this is something that he pushed for when he got here? Are you aware of how it came to be?
I have no clue how it came to be, but he was, I think when he came in, he saw right away that, okay, we can use this guy at corner. I mean, his assets as a football player are better suited as corner. Even our safeties coach saw it as well. So it was something that was in the minds of coaches, but now here we are with a new coach, and he sees this, and he knows he can work with what I have, so. Yeah, he came in and made the call right away, it sounds like.
On a much larger scale, how much, and it may be too early to tell, but how does this new secondary coach fit in with what Rod Marinelli wants to do and the whole defensive scheme? Does he have a lot of new ideas? Are things going to be noticeably different, or is it just subtle things?
Well, I think things will be different. This guy, he has tons of energy. I love what he's brought to the table so far. He's adding some new stuff to our defenses, but you know, it's still Rod Marinelli's defense, but he's adding, you know, certain components to it that's going to help us and put us in the position to win more games. And he's hard, he's tough, he's about tackling, he's about physicality, everything that Rod Marinelli likes. And he really embodies all that stuff.
So when you, now going back to corner, do you have a type of corner that you are? I mean, obviously there's different types. There's guys who are real physical. There's guys who are just shut down guys. There's guys who are going for interceptions. There's gamblers. There's all different types. What type of corner is Byron Jones?
It's been a while, man.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've been there at corner. I don't know. I got to find myself.
Got to figure that out.
Soul searching. Exactly. Yeah. But what I love most is just getting up there on the line of scrimmage and just challenging a receiver. I love that. So I like, I'm a press man corner, bump and run coverage.
And is that going to play into what you guys are going to be doing?
Oh, yeah. We'll be playing bump and run. We'll be up on the line of scrimmage as well. We're going to mix it up a lot, but that's one of the things we better be good at because we will be playing some man.
I feel like it sounds like, you know, you're talking about the style of corner you are, but I feel like there's a lot of guys in our secondary that are kind of versatile guys where you go, well, this guy could be a corner. This guy could be a slot. Mm-hmm. This guy could move over to safety. I don't know. It feels like it's a unique batch of guys and maybe the new – Coach Richard's got to kind of figure out where to put all these pieces.
And that's the fun part. I mean, guys have an opportunity to really forge their history, their destiny, and create something for themselves. Everyone has the ability to play multiple positions in our defensive back. And that's what you want. You want guys who are versatile, guys who are athletic, guys who are smart, who can understand different positions. And that's what we have. And most of the guys are young studs, too. So Chris Richardson, he's going to have his hands full for sure trying to figure out who's going to be where.
All right, I want to go into the All or Nothing docuseries that is coming out Friday, right?
It's
coming
out this Friday.
Absolutely.
We've been playing snippets from it, and we've had the chance to see an early sneak peek at this thing. And we're just curious because it's a behind-the-scenes tell-all about the Dallas Cowboys, and it just seems like there's almost hidden cameras. And so do you remember seeing cameramen or cameras posted up and – Just tell us about what you were thinking as you were seeing cameras and where were you seeing them?
Yeah, there were cameras out in practice. There was camera women throughout our facility. And there were some cameras in our locker or in our meeting rooms as well. So I'm excited to see what they call on film because this is going to be exciting stuff. I don't think many NFL teams do this throughout the season, right? This is probably like a first.
I mean, because Hard Knocks is just training camp, right?
Yeah, it's just training camp. But nothing covers the entire season.
Yeah, so. The Rams did it and the Cardinals did it.
I never saw those. Were they good?
But they were all, this was apparently the most extensive, and they've got a bigger budget and all this.
Nice.
Like, they went all out. I've seen it. It's really awesome.
Is it juicy?
It's very juicy. No. But you know what? One thing it kind of hits home is that, and I don't know if the average person knows how much of being an NFL player is kind of like being in a classroom. Like, you guys are in meetings a lot of the time, it seems like.
So if we have an 8-hour day, six hours would be spent in a meeting room, and watching film, going over our strategy as a defense, our technique as a player, and then obviously the team that we're playing against.
Practice is recess, right?
Oh, it's great. I love practice. I love getting out there, running around a little bit. But those meetings now, yeah, they're long. You got to get used to it, but it's so important in the NFL, just like anything, man. You got to know the small details of it.
Do guys, honestly, guys fall asleep, right?
Oh, yeah, but the responsibility of yourself is to stand up. Just stand up and go to the back, you know, bring your notebook. It's okay. You're going to get tired at some point. You know, we're all working very hard. We're getting up in the morning. We're working out. You're going to get tired. It's not like a culture where you're going to be shunned because you're nodding off. Just stand up and get in the back.
Huh.
All right, Byron Jones is in studio with us on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Some cool things for us to get to see that we don't normally get to see, things that you always get to see, and one of those things is the personality of Jason Garrett.
Yes.
Is the media, you know, we give him grief for being robotic and emotionless, but
messed up.
I'll be damned. How about this? Behind the scenes, he's very emotional, very fired up, and uses some loud language.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Drop some F-bombs on you here and there.
Can't do it on Monday mornings, you know, when the media is present. But, yeah, he does it behind closed doors, and that's good for the team. That's good for us because we need that. And most of that time, that passion, that energy comes out, you know, on that Tuesday when we're reviewing the film. As a team, we don't, you know, break into groups first and review the films in small groups. We do it as a team to show guys, hey, you mess up on this, so the entire team knows who's responsible. And the best thing about him, he doesn't just pound you and ground you. And he shows the good plays as well. But the critique is definitely there. The added responsibility of your coaches knowing that you mess up, but also your teammates knowing that you mess up is really good for our team.
What type of a leader is he? How would you compare him to other leaders you've had?
I don't know different types of leaderships, but I can tell you, like, one thing I like about him is that he doesn't snap at players. And I've had a lot of coaches in my lifetime where they just snap, and, you know, it's hard to pull them back in at that point. He's very I think because he's played football and he's been a quarterback, he knows how to stay within that range where, you know, he's not going bonkers, he's not going crazy. Because players shut off at that point, you know, when you got a guy MFing you the entire time, then you kind of shut off, you kind of turn that voice off. But for him, he finds a way to get to you and teach you in the most productive way possible. And that's rare for a coach, and it's really nice to have him.
This is Byron Jones in studio with us. Do you know when the MFs are about to come? Like, you know, in other words, like with your dad or whatever, like, okay, I know my dad's about to go ape here, but do you know when it's coming with him?
Oh, yeah. With the coaches?
Yeah. Well, specifically with Garrett, like, the angriest he's going to get. We played a clip where he's going off on the practice.
Scout team.
Yeah. Nice. And it's really funny.
I think I remember that, yeah.
And so my point being is, like, I'm sure something will unfold. You're like, okay, here it comes. Like, do you know at this point?
Very rarely. And he doesn't get to that situation often. But, yeah, very rarely that happens. And I don't predict it, really.
So right after he goes after the scout team, everyone's about to break. And then Skandrick stops everyone. And then Skandrick kind of goes off on everyone as well. Now, Skandrick's gone now. So will you kind of have to take more of a leadership role? This is year five. Leadership role in the secondary?
Oh, yeah. I think everyone's going to have to step up to some degree. Jeff Heath has been doing a great job so far. Sure. So we're all stepping up to the plate. We're going to miss Orlando, but we'll see him two times a year.
All right. Let's get into a couple more things from All or Nothing. One of the things that is clear in this docuseries, which is coming out on Amazon on Friday, is that the Ezekiel Elliott court battle was a little bit of a distraction for you guys, and it hung over your heads. And I'm not asking you to throw any situation or teammate under the bus or anything. I'm just curious, was that challenging for you guys when, you know, you don't know if he's playing, he is playing, okay, he's not playing. What was that like to go through?
Well, for us, it's really just a mindset thing. Most guys don't go home and sit on a couch and watch NFL Network or ESPN because it's just too much noise. So from a locker room standpoint, it's just a mindset like, hey, we can have him this week or we can't. Regardless of the situation, we have to prepare the same way. We have to still get after it on the field, in the meeting rooms, and in the weight room. Nothing really changes. Obviously, he's an incredible player, and he's an incredible force to have there in our backfield. But that's something that's completely out of our control. So you don't put that on your mind. You don't let that weigh on your mind.
Do people in the organization discourage you guys from watching NFL Network and ESPN?
Yeah, maybe so. But for me, I learned early on, like, wait a minute, what am I doing? Like, I'm listening to these guys, you know, rip into our team where they're not really in the hut. They don't know what's going on behind the doors, you know. So for me, I understood early on, like, okay, this is I got to stop watching this nonsense.
So you're obviously a smart player and you're a student of schemes. Can you tell us how big of a difference it makes if, let's say, for instance, an offense, you're not scared of them throwing the ball and you can just load up the box. They got a great running back like Zeke, but what happens philosophically from a scheme standpoint when you can jam the box?
You can stop the run at that point.
I mean, it's just as easy as taking it away?
Yeah, I mean, there's a certain number of guys that we have on defense where they just can't account for. You know, and most of the time we have a free safety in the box. If we can do that, we have a free hitter. I mean, yeah, you can knock out the run.
Okay, so what does it mean then in terms of when you guys go up against a balanced offense? Like, does it change the way Rod will call a game? If they're equally adept at running and passing, is it going to change the way he calls the game? Or do you guys go out there with a specific defensive philosophy that you're going to try to manifest regardless of who the opponent is?
Well, we make small adjustments, and that's the best thing about Rod Marinelli. He understands that every team is different that you go against. You can't just have one identity. You have to kind of switch things up a little bit here and there. And, if you have a number one receiver that's, you know, killing it so far throughout the season, we'll have a few coverages to take him out of the game. So we're not going to let that player beat us. We'll find a way to not let that person beat us.
Awesome stuff. Byron Jones with us in studio. You want to stick around for one more?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yes! We did it!
Yes, we did it!
Great
did
sell, John.
Thank you. Coming up next, part two of our awesome interview in studio with our buddy Byron Jones, Cowboys cornerback, next on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.